Please rise as we are called to worship. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Do not be afraid, Jesus is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Risen Christ, who has gathered us to worship, welcomes you here and greets you with these words: grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may, by your life-giving Spirit, be delivered from sin and raised from death. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sin, we might live for righteousness. Trusting in God's grace in Jesus Christ, let us confess our sin. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We have not acknowledged Christ's rule in our lives. We have gone along with the way of the world and failed to give you glory. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of eternal life given in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life, it's gone. The new life has begun. Therefore, as a called and ordained minister of the Church of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God's forgiveness and rejoicing in the resurrection, let us confess the faith that holds us fast using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Christian, what do you believe?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Grace and peace to you from our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, and happy Easter. Welcome to Hebron Presbyterian Church. We are so glad to see you on this Resurrection Sunday. And it's our prayer that today you would experience the resurrection life of Jesus in worship. A couple of announcements. After service today, in Holman Hall, we have Easter brunch. So if you are here and if you haven't brought anything, or you have, no matter, you are welcome. There is food enough for you. And so you're welcome to come back and join us for brunch after worship. I also want you to know to put on your calendars, 2 weeks from today, from this Sunday, is our Hebron Day School Sunday. So that's when the church and members of the Hebron Day School community come together in worship, giving thanks for the work of the school and for the work of the church. We will also be celebrating the retirement of our day school director. Shirley Bonovich is retiring after 22 years in that position. So please come on that day, 2 Sundays from today, to celebrate with us. If you are visiting with us today, I would invite you to take the Connect card that is in your pew pocket and fill that out. We'd love to connect with you more after today. And you can drop it in the offering plate when that comes around at the appropriate time. That's also the place to put any prayer requests you might have, and we'd love to pray for you in the coming days. And finally, this morning we are celebrating the Lord's Supper. This is Christ's table, and he extends the invitation. All those who are baptized in the name of the triune God and who seek to follow Jesus are welcome to eat of this meal. It's the tradition of Hebron Church that once the elements are distributed, that we will take and eat it all at once. So when that time comes, we will commune together. And that is all I have. So now I invite any children forward for our children's message. And it may be that you're the children, and that's okay too. Okay, we're going to read this book, Looking for Jesus. I look for Jesus during Holy Week. Jesus finds me during Holy Week. I see Jesus on Palm Sunday. He rides on a donkey. He hears the people shout, Hosanna. Jesus finds me by the road. I wave a palm branch. I lay my coat on the ground. I see Jesus on Maundy Thursday. He shares a special meal. He promises a world with food and love for everyone. Jesus finds me at the table. He says, come, eat. I reach out for his bread and his love. I see Jesus in the garden. He prays and cries out. He asks God to help him walk to the cross. Jesus finds me sleeping. I'm sorry, Jesus. I want to wake up and pray with you. I see Jesus on Good Friday. He hangs on a cross. He calls out to God. Jesus finds me crying with his friends. I say goodbye to my teacher and savior. I don't see Jesus anywhere. He's not on the cross. He's not in the tomb. Where are you, Jesus? Jesus finds me on Easter morning. I see Jesus next to me. He tells me the Easter news. Jesus is alive. Jesus finds me running. I can't wait to tell everyone the Easter news. When we look for Jesus, Jesus finds us. Happy Easter. Will you pray with me? This is a repeat after me prayer. Dear God,
thank you for showing us
that when we look for Jesus,
Jesus finds us.
In his name,
we pray.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Listen now to God's word. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, you shone forth the light of resurrection from the tomb. So shine that light again in our hearts, that as your word is read and proclaimed, we may be lifted up, risen to him who is our head. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, starting in the first verse. You will remember that this is right after the crucifixion and all the events that happened during Holy Week. And the Jewish day of preparation is when he was crucified. And it was the custom that no man who was being executed should remain on a cross on the Passover, because that is a Sabbath day of rest. And so they took down his body. Jesus had died. And it was taken by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus and laid in a freshly hewn tomb. But the Jewish leaders were also afraid that the disciples would come and try to steal the body. So they rolled a huge stone in front of the entrance and set a Roman guard to make sure it was not stolen. Now, don't imagine just some puny guards here. We're thinking like macho men of guards. That's something to be trifled with. But then the Sabbath is over, and on the first day of the week, the women come to the tomb. So listen now to God's word. After the Sabbath, on the first day of the week, as it was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women, Mary and Mary, came to the tomb. They came to see the body of their friend, to weep. After all the dizzying events of the last few days, they came finally facing the all-encompassing nature of Jesus' death, to finally feel it all, to come to grips with the reality. They may have come cautiously, aware of the Roman guard, but they would not be deprived of their mourning. As they approached the tomb, however, all of their expectations were suddenly blown away as there came a divine interruption. The earth shook, and there came like lightning from the heavens an angel, one who shone white as snow, rolling the stone away. Rightly, these onlookers were terrified. The Romans, overcome, fainted. The women, filled with fear. Any faithful Jewish person would know that these were signs. They were signs of the judgment, of God's wrath met out on sinful humanity. Yet the first word that they hear is not one of judgment, but of mercy. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The angel brings to these women a good word which transforms their terror. Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, as he said. And the women, seeing the empty tomb, were now overcome not with fear, but with great joy, and ran to tell others what they had seen and heard. Now, I don't know about you, but if I had risen from the grave after suffering such betrayal, such rejection, having been crucified, I don't know that I would be so peaceful. I don't know that I'd be so quick to give a good word. You know, if Noah Christ had been raised from the grave, I would be ready to give some payback. Smite those pesky scribes and Pharisees. Go to do away with those Romans. And maybe even visit a special comeuppance on those flaky disciples. But that's not what Jesus does. Instead, as he meets the women on the road, he says again to them, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, but go and tell my brothers." Yes, those same guys who abandoned me. "Go tell my brothers what you have seen and what you have heard. Do not be afraid." My friends, herein is the reality made possible by the resurrection. Here is the fruit of the empty tomb. God is not angry. God is not sitting up in heaven upset. He's not keeping score. God is not waiting and watching to strike at the first misstep, because it is done. It is finished in Christ, crucified and now risen. The only word coming from that empty tomb, the only word coming to the women, to the disciples, the only word coming to you from God is, "Do not be afraid. It is finished, and it is finished on your behalf. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because Christ is risen, there is nothing that can separate you from the steadfast love of the Father. No mistakes, no missteps. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Even you are made new. And those things which once kept you at enmity from God are washed away. By the grace of Christ, he declares you his child. He calls you my beloved, my daughter, my son. Jesus calls you brother, sister. This is the good word. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. So to you who may be here today, living in fear of the God who keeps score, that if you're not good enough or pious enough, that if you mess up even a little bit, that God will forsake you. The risen Jesus says to you, do not be afraid. It is finished. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Or to you who are worn down or maybe hurt by other people's scorekeeping in God's name, who have all but given up on this faith thing because of judgmental hypocrisy and compassionless zeal, Jesus says to you, do not be afraid. It is finished. You are my child, my beloved. Or even to you, maybe not fear that God is keeping score, but you are overwhelmed and overcome by the burden of your own self-score keeping. That if you don't live up to some standard in your schooling or in your career or in your family or wherever, that your life will come to nothing, that you'll be condemned. Christ says to you, do not be afraid. It is finished. Come, find your rest in me. This is the fruit of the Easter message. Jesus has broken the strong bands of death and risen from the grave. And he does not come to hunt you down and settle the score, because the score has been settled in and by him. All that Jesus gives you now is unending grace, mercy, and peace. In light of this reality, our only response is that of the women's: worship and witness, beginning with joyful, pure, unadulterated worship, glorying in what Jesus has done for us, giving our lives to him in thanks and praise, and then going out into the world, witnessing to this message, bringing this good word to all those who live in fear, in terror, who live under the shadow of death, proclaiming, do not be afraid. Christ is risen. The empty tomb still speaks. Its message reverberates through the ages. Its word pierces through our terror. Do not be afraid. God is not angry. It is finished. Christ is risen. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Is the glory risen, conquering sun.
as we have been given the gift of eternal life in Christ crucified and risen, so we give back as a token of praise and thanks our life and our labors. Let us give unto the Lord. Almighty and gracious God, we thank you that you pour out your gifts in abundance and that you give us the greatest gift of all, life in Christ. And so we pray as we give these tokens of our gratitude that you would use them to bless the world, that you would use them to glorify your name, that you would use them for the good of others, and help us to be stewards of the same. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Supper that we are about to celebrate is a feast of remembrance, of communion, and of hope. We come in remembrance that our Lord Jesus Christ was sent by the Father to assume our flesh and blood, to fulfill all obedience to the divine law, even to the bitter and shameful end of the cross. By Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, he established a new and eternal covenant of grace and reconciliation that we might be accepted of God and never forsaken by him. We come to have communion with that same risen Christ who has promised to be with us always, even to the end of the age. In the breaking of the bread, he makes himself known to us as the true heavenly bread that strengthens us to eternal life. In the cup, he comes to us as the true vine in which we must abide if we are to bear fruit. And finally, we come to this table in hope, believing that this bread and this cup are a pledge and a foretaste of that great feast of love of which we shall all partake when his kingdom has come in full, when we, with unveiled faces, will see him as he is and be made like him unto glory. Since by his death, resurrection, and ascension, Christ has obtained for us the life-giving Spirit who unites us all in one body, so we are to receive of this table in true love, mindful of the communion of saints. Friends, this is the Lord's table. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." This is the Lord's table. Christ invites those who trust in him to share the feast he has prepared. But first, let us turn to God with thanks and praise. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. At your word, the earth was made and spun on its course among the planets. Your hand formed us from the dust of the earth and set us among all your creatures to love and serve you. When we were unfaithful to you, you kept faith with us. When we were slaves in Egypt, you broke the bonds of oppression, brought us through the sea to freedom, and made covenant to be our God. By a pillar of fire, you led us through the desert to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. You spoke of love and justice in the prophets, and in the Word made flesh, you lived among us, manifesting your glory. He died that we might live, and is risen to raise us to new life. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, whom you sent to save us. He came with healing and his touch, and was wounded for our sins. He came with mercy in his voice and was mocked as one despised. He came with peace in his heart and met with violence and death. By your power, he broke free from the prison of the tomb, and at his command, the gates of heaven were opened. The one who was dead now lives. The one who humbled himself is raised to rule over all creation, the Lamb upon the throne. The one ascended on high is with us always, as he promised. Remembering then all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this cup from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won in Jesus Christ for us. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be to us the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. And as this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ for the world. We pray for all nations, that the message of your saving power spread throughout the world, that the dominion of death is no more. We pray for our community, that the doors of this church be open wide as we go forth in love and service, and others come in and find a home. We pray for our loved ones. Give hope to those who wait for good news. Turn their mourning into dancing and their sorrow into joy. Nourish us at this table, O God, and nourished may we know Christ's redemptive love and live new life in him. Give us who are fed at his hand grace to share our bread with the hungry and with the hungry in heart. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, when we shall feast with him and all your saints in the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat of it, do it in remembrance of me." In a similar way, after the supper was ended, he took the cup. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink. This is my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink of it, do it in remembrance of me." And so it is, as often as we eat this bread and we drink this cup, we proclaim our Lord crucified and risen until he comes again in glory. These are the gifts of God, and they are for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
the blood of Christ shed for you. Take, drink. Let us pray. Living Christ, just as you open the scriptures to us, you make yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Let us now be sent forth from this place, fed at your table and filled by your Spirit, to walk with you all the days of our lives, and to proclaim the glory of your resurrection to all the world. For you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
forgot to mention in our announcements, each one of you will go home with your own Easter egg. And here's the encapsulation of the Easter message, that you don't have to go hunting for it. It has come and found you. So now go from this place in Easter hope. God is not angry. Do not be afraid. It is finished. Christ is risen. And as you go, go with the blessing of Almighty God that I lay upon you in his name. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Alleluia. Amen.